fold up tight. Why don't you do me right? You got me begging on my knees. You got me begging on my knees. You got me begging on my knees, saying, baby, please come back to me. I know you're trying to wreck my life. I know you're trying to wreck my life. I know you're trying to wreck my life, and all I wanted was a wife. I know you're trying to wreck my life. Now what you trying to do? Now what you trying to do? What you trying to do? I've been true to you. Now what you trying to do? Fold up tight. Why don't you do it right? But baby, I think I love you. But baby, I think I love you. Baby, why don't you do me right? Why don't you do me right? Why don't you do me right? I wanna fool you all night.
Howdy, folks. This is Scott Parker, and you're listening to episode 33 of the ZappaCast for September of 2017, Sacre Bleu. Where does the time go, folks? Well, in this episode, we're going to be directing your attention to a couple of neat little products that are coming out. And the first of these is the 2LP vinyl reissue of the Absolutely Free album, which features a brand new third side of material from and around the sessions and some other goodies. And you're going to be hearing a couple of those goodies in this episode, an exclusive sneak peek, boys and girls. And the other thing that I wanted to direct your attention to is the release of a brand new book written by yours truly, which is called Discorporate, Frank Zappa in the Studio, 1966 to 1967, which takes you through the making of the Absolutely Free, Lumpy Gravy, and We're Only in It for the Money albums. And it actually has some material, some of which was drawn from an analysis of the existing multi-track master tapes from those sessions. So it's very interesting stuff, I hope, and it's now available at Amazon and also at spbpublishing.webs.com if you want to get it directly from me. It's just a little book, but I think some of you might find it pretty interesting. For this episode, we're going to let Frank tell the story of the Absolutely Free album, and we're going to intersperse that with some juicy little musical nuggets, as well as some live performances of some of the material on that album, and more besides. But for right now, we have an excerpt from a conversation that I had last week with Mr. Joe Travers, and he's going to tell you about the new vinyl reissue of the Absolutely Free album right here on the ZappaCast.
This is the 50th anniversary of that album.
Mm-hmm.
And because there isn't really enough material to do a full-on Project Object documentary,
mm-hmm.
you know, extravaganza, we decided to try to make the vinyl reissue for the 50th anniversary something a little bit more special than just releasing just the record.
Yeah, you
know?
Sure.
So that's why we've got 20 minutes of, you know, extra material and a laser-etched side. You know, we thought we'd make it really fun for the fans. There's things on the vinyl bonus section that, you know, obviously has been heard before, so it's not anything, you know, out of the ordinary, you know, some of it.
Sure.
And that's where it came from. You know, we decided to make it a little bit more fun. I mean, it's got the libretto,
mm-hmm.
and it's updated, so it's got some new pictures and new credits, and it's really a nice package.
gotta go.
Plastic people, you gotta go. A fine little girl, she waits for me. She's as plastic as she can be. She paints her face with plastic goo and wrecks her hair with some shampoo. Plastic people, you gotta go. Plastic people, you gotta go.
Take a day and walk around. Watch the Nazis run your town. Then go home and check yourself. You think we're singing about someone else,
but you're plastic people. You gotta go.
Yeah.
You're plastic people. You gotta go. We see a neon moon above. I searched for years and found no love. I'm sure that love will never be a product of plasticity. Plastic people, you gotta go.
Yeah.
Plastic people, you gotta go.
I said, you gotta go. I said, you gotta go. I said, you gotta go. I know that there's going to be a little bit of difficulty this evening understanding some of the words to our song. Because I'm told that most people in the audience don't speak English. How fortunate you are. There are some out there, however, who understand everything we say and do. Must be at least three or four of them. So to those of you who can understand what it is we're talking about, verily I say unto you, we're going to stop this bullshit right now and tune up so we can play some music for you.
And it's one of my favorite songs. And plastic people, oh baby, you're such a drag.
Well, I can understand why that would pop up in everyday life in the United States. I would like to mention that I've just written an article for Newsweek. I don't know whether they're going to publish it, but they have this section in there called My Turn. And I thought that I should send them my idea of a turn. And it sort of deals with this topic that you're discussing. And the article is about the quality of life in the United States. And basically what it says is, we as a nation have decided to choose cheese as a way of life. And we always seem to opt for the cheesiest of whatever is available, because we now believe thoroughly whatever the accountants tell us. And all of our decisions that relate to the quality of our lives are based on the bottom line, and that's the big mistake. And it's those plastic people that you're thinking about are the ones that have bought that idea and lived by it. And if you can just remember that you're going to have a better life with more beautiful things in it for you, if you realize that the best things that you can consume are not necessarily the things that you have to buy.
Hi, kids. Seriously, now, this is your friends, the Mothers of Invention. We're all here. I'm the only one that's going to talk, but they're all here in the studio. You can trust me. They're all hiding around in here. You can imagine them. They're all hairy and everything, hiding behind the music stands and the microphones and having merry fun. And we're here to help you. What we want to do is we want to make you buy our records. And we got a couple of hot little items for you. One of them's called Freak Out, and then our new album, which is called Absolutely Free, but we sock it to you for $3.98.
an ugly medium.
Listen to the Mothers of Invention in the privacy of your own home on Verve Records.
I'm amazing before. You don't think so? You already tried it?
Much sure. Peaches and regalia.
Okay.
Peaches.
Now listen. Ordinarily in the rock and roll industry, when you're finished with your show, you dash off to the side and everybody goes yay, and then you come back and you do an encore. In order to save time, I'm going to tell you something. This is the end of the show, and now we're going to do our encore, and we're not going to fake you out like one man or another. We'd like to do an old song. Okay, I'll give the title of this song is The Duke of Prunes. And it features Earl the Kneeling Geek Dumbler on Long Black Tubes. The melody for this piece was originally part of some music for a cowboy movie that I scored about 10 or 12 years ago, which may even have been on television here. It's called Run Home Slow. And there's a sequence in there where a young nymphomaniac makes it with a deformed hunchback weirdo in a tool shed, an abandoned tool shed, next to the carcass of a rotting donkey. Swear to God, that's where the tune originally came from. It was a movie cue, and then after a while, I always thought it was a nice movie cue. Couldn't get any dates from it, but we decided it'd be nice to stick some words to it. Before the words got attached to it, it was actually a nice song, and this version has been reverted back to something like its normal format. You can actually hear it as a tune instead of a piece of comedy music.
Thank you.
am doing the complete layout on the album cover this time.
If you can get that, good. Yeah. The record, for some reason, again, the people in the record companies feel that, what does he know about packaging? It's only your music. You know, what do you know about packaging it?
Well, I wish that we could have done an interview up there at the room. You'd see, I went out and charged $130 worth of art supplies to MGM, which gives me like a complete studio up there in this dingy little hotel room that I'm staying at. Yesterday I sat in my chair for 13 and a half hours. I'm doing the mechanicals, the whole bullshit for putting this thing together. And it's really going to be a mind warper. Anyway, the packaging and its relationship to the music. We produce a product which is designed to become obsolete within 4 years, in keeping with the great American tradition of planned obsolescence. I could probably plot our success curve for you, but I don't think it'd be wise to reveal all those inside dealies to the kids. I have a very good idea of exactly what's going to happen with this group, and a pretty good idea of what the emotional impact of certain, you know, it's just like Pavlovian reactions, you know, lemons on television and all of baloney.
Right.
The packaging is the equivalent of that sort of thing, at its best. I think that by the time 3 months has rolled around, that we will be known as something other than here's this weird group from the coast, and I think it was Bob Sheldon's terrible mistake to label us a West Coast version of the Fugs, for which he apologized to me the other day. Thank God. And I think that we'll become known as a guiding force of pop music today within about 3 months. We will not actually be the guiding force, but like that'll be the word going around, and you'll see, like, seeing as how everything is delayed so much by publication and things like that, like you're seeing a lot of freak out this and freak out that appearing in magazines now. Okay, our second album will be released in February. Well, the next album is called Absolutely Free. And what it is, it's not a rock and roll album. It's a, well, it's an oratorio. It's rock and roll music, but it's an oratorio. And we include in the album the complete libretto to the oratorio. See, each of the members of the group are taking kind of character parts as they sing these songs. And what it is maybe 8 songs that are edited together, wham, like that, like one continuous piece of music. And what it is a panorama of American life today, including a section about 10 minutes long about a man in City Hall who has a fetish for balling 13-year-old girls covered in chocolate syrup, preferably his daughter, the result of which is he writes bad laws. Because he's always horny and he's never satisfied, he just can't get enough of them little girls. And ranges from that to a song about vegetables, and people don't talk to vegetables enough. The version in the album is just about as long as the way we do it at the balloon, big instrumental thing in the middle of it. Okay. But the idea is that it's all packaged to be more like what the music really is, and less like a hype. You know, the initial packaging on this was, "Hey, look at this shit!"
Yeah.
$3.12 at the Mayfair Market, I'll take it. That's what it's going for in LA now.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Now, the packaging comes closer down to what the music is. A little bit more tasteful interior. The cover is going to be a little less garish. The front, the cover is, it opens like this. I'll say at the top, the mothers, a black and white picture of me from here, like this, which bleeds into this collage of all the other guys in the group, just all distorted. There's pictures of, and it makes them look like they're all genetically deformed. And this will all be processed, you know, just straight black and white, no halftone, line thing. This will be in color up here, black and white. Then down at the bottom, we have a picture of a distorted, ugly American city, hand-drawn in Marvy markers, with a big lettering thing, kind of like a pop art Ben-Hur, that goes absolutely free, and the free is falling off the side of the page. And it'll look like a terrible calendar when you open it up. Mm-hmm. But for, you know, in the rack, you'll see it like this, and it'll look fairly straight. It'll look like the theme music from a motion picture, because the picture of me on the front is very stark and dramatic, and it looks like something from Zorba the Greek. Mm-hmm. Like I just lost my 3 pennies I was going to get a shave with. On the inside, there's a couple of more collages put together with pieces from a Duke Common Nut and Bolt catalog. You ever seen one of those?
No, but I imagine when the Nut and Bolt catalog...
Well, the illustrations are all hand-engraved. This is from about 1920.
Oh, yeah.
And really beautiful. And so this side over here will be like a black rectangle, but these things, the nuts and bolts will appear in white. Mm-hmm. And then the people all... in there. On this side, we have another collage of the mothers growing out of my hair. And very fancy.
Like a hydra?
Yeah, Medusa type thing. And it'll say here in very ornate Florentine letters, for your convenience, the clean American version, safe and simple, libretto, parts 1 and 2, complete. And all the words, including all the ad-lib bullshit that we did on the side. And, you know, it really looked like a classic item. And then when they put the record in the grooves, they're done for it. Because we took a giant step forward by adding more guys to the band. The only instruments that are added on this album are one trumpet, a string quartet, and a contrabass clarinet on one song, and all the rest of the stuff is the guys in the group.
You have quite a, you know, full sound from what you have now. This is a fairly permanent lineup.
You must emphasize in the article that seeing as how the guys join and quit at will, because I would never force anybody to play my music. They only stay if they want to. These are today's mothers. I'll give you a list of their names, which may change within the next 15 or 20 minutes.
Hey, go take the boat, we'll be Frank?
Yes, Ray?
How do you call your love a vegetable?
I say, play Louie Louie.
And if they don't come?
I suggest either Wipeout or Wild Thing.
And if they do come?
Well, I consider it for a moment and think about Little House I Used to Live In, or... Or I think about Duke of Prunes, or... My mind drifts back across the misty pages of rock and roll history to motherly love and... Wowie Zowie and all those other songs we never practice. But in general, I simply say... A lot of people don't bother about their friends in the vegetable kingdom. They say, what can I say? What can a person like myself say to a vegetable outside of play Louie Louie? But the answer is simple, my friends. Just call. Tell them how you feel about muffins, pumpkin, rice paper, elegant mahoganies and elbows, and green things in general, and rapport. You and your new little green and yellow buddies, grooving together, maintaining your coolness together.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Fellow Americans.
The Zappa Family Trust and Zappa Records proudly present Absolutely Free, the second album by Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention. Now suddenly available on vinyl again, the first time since 1972.
I know it's hard to defend an unpopular policy every once in a while.
Includes the fab teen heart-throbbing hits Plastic People.
Fine little girl, she waits for me. She's as plastic as she can be.
And Call Any Vegetable.
Call any vegetable, and the chances are good. All the vegetable will respond to you.
Gasp at the shameless Duke of Prunes.
The cheese I have for you. My dear, is real and a very new.
And discover why brown shoes don't make it. Mastered from the original analog reels by Bernie Grundman, this new expanded version of Absolutely Free includes 20 minutes of bonus material, including the original mono single mixes of Why Don't You Do Me Right?
Why don't you do me right? Why don't you do me right? You got me pulled up tight. Why don't you do me right?
And Big Leg Emma.
She used to knock me out until the Facebook out.
plus the complete libretto featuring all the lyrics to all the songs, even the little sneaky ones.
What a pumpkin.
And a laser-etched image of Mr. Zappa himself on side four.
Some people don't go for prunes. I don't know. I've always found that if they...
Celebrating the 50th anniversary of this classic Zappa creation, the Zappa Family Trust and Zappa Records present Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention with Absolutely Free, the 50th anniversary vinyl LP edition. Get some on ya today.
And the chances are good that a vegetable will respond to you. Rutabaga, 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 rutabaga.
One, two, buckle my shoe.
Da do 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 do
da do
do do do do do do da do 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 do
do do do
do do do do do
do
do do do do do do do do do do
do do do do do do
do do do do do just like the rest. You came on strong with your fast car and your classic sad eyes and your thunder. I fell for the whole thing. I don't regret having met up with
kids, it's your old friend Captain Beefheart. You know me, the magic man, invisible and all that jazz. Fly through time and space, dimension warp, all that rhythm. Well, anyway, I'm here tonight to tell you that we have a heck of a little teenage opera for you. You're really going to dig it. Yeah, it's really groovy.
A selection from the new Mothers of Invention album, Absolutely Free.
And he loves it, he loves it. It curls up his toes. She bites his fat neck and it lights up his nose. But he cannot be fooled. Oh, City Hall Fred, she's nasty, she's nasty. She digs it in...
Hi.
Hi, pigs. This is us, the Mothers of Invention, socking it to you with another greasy teenage commercial. Want you to buy our records. You know they don't play them on the radio. We're on Verve and we're at the Cafe Agogo, pigs.
There's a bomb to blow your mommy up, a bomb for your daddy too.
Ouch!
A baby doll that burps and pees, a case of airplane blues.
A hungry plastic troll
to scarf your buddy's arm. There's a little plastic Congress.
There's a nation you can't fight.
There's a doll that looks like mommy. She'll do anything but fight. There's a doll that looks like daddy. He's a funny little man. Push a button and ask for money. There's a dollar in his hand.
Santa Claus back to the rescue mission. Christmas don't make it no more.
To know that murder
and destruction
scream the toys in every store. Think this is selling New York. There's a man who runs the country.
There's a man who tries to think.
And they're all made out of plastic.
When they melt, they start to stink.
There's a book with smiling children, nearly dead with Christmas joy. And smiling in his office
is the creep who makes that toy.
You've got this car, when it hits the wall, listen, you see the guy dying. You got the little plastic balls of blood that you walk by the car.
Here, just the question of also audiences, nature of primarily young audiences, and the difference that you find between them and codes and mores between that of, say, my generation, those who may be listening. The other piece from your other album, Absolutely Free, these are the four Verve albums out. And incidentally, I made this discovery that many people who have collectors of classical music, whether it's Bach or Mozart or some of the more contemporary, one of the very few contemporary young groups they have on albums are the Mothers of Invention. Rather interesting, I think. From your second album, your other album, Absolutely Free, Brown Shoes Don't Make It. A word about this before we hear it.
Brown Shoes Don't Make It is a song about people who are sexually maladjusted, who by one means or another have gotten into the government, either by promises of bigger and better budgets or more balanced budgets, or it's always something to do with money. They always work their way in. These people who are sexually maladjusted get in there and either enact or enforce laws which are unfair to the rest of the society who do not happen to be sexually maladjusted. The song is about a character called City Hall Fred who secretly dreams of having a bizarre relationship with his 13-year-old daughter smothered in chocolate syrup.
When you say sexually maladjusted, I think you point out you're probably talking about people who equate pleasure with sin.
I think, yeah, that's a pretty good definition.
Glutton for punishment that I am, here is another attempt. This one with some mistakes in mind from the last one that we'll try to correct. Of Brown Shoes Don't Make It.
Shine on your shoes and cut your hair.
Be a jerk.
Go to work.
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 Do your job and do it right.
Lights are on.
TV tonight. Do you love it? Do you hate it? There it is, the way you made it. Why?
Baby, 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 baby.
loves it, he loves it. It curls up his toes. She bites his fat neck and it lights up his nose. But he cannot be fooled. Oh, City Hall Fred, she's nasty, she's nasty.
And do it some more. That does it, by golly. It's nasty for sure. Nasty, nasty, nasty. Nasty, nasty, nasty.
Only 13, and she knows how to nasty.
She's a dirty old mind. Corrupted, loaded. Well, she's lurking today, and I hear she gets loaded.
If she were my daughter, I'd...
What would you do, Daddy?
If she were my daughter, I'd...
What would you do, Daddy?
If she were my daughter, I'd...
What would you do, Daddy?
Smother my daughter in chocolate syrup. Strap her on again.
Oh, baby.
Smother that girl in chocolate syrup. Strap her on again.
She's a teenage baby and she turns me off. I'd like to make her do a nasty on the White House lawn. Gonna smother my...
Sarah, and boogie till the cows come home.
Time to go home. Madge is on the phone. Gotta meet the gurneys and a dozen gray attorneys.
TV dinner by the pool. I'm so glad I finished school.
Some of the technical problems involved in getting our throbbing teen sound onto the grooves. You have to understand the problems involved in recording itself. There is a definite difference between what music sounds like when played live, when recorded on tape, and when recorded on disc, and each medium has its own acoustical problems. Tape and disc have different tolerances as to how much volume level can be put on. In live performance, your volume level is determined basically by the wattage of your amplifier and how long it takes before your ears start bleeding once you turn the amplifiers up. Some of what we do is very loud in live performance, and it's difficult to make it sound right when you put it on the tape, because as soon as you start recording it, the needle goes over into the red and just lays there, sort of whimpering. And when you try and transfer that tape to disc, you have more problems because they have to chop the top off, the high frequencies, and they cut all the low frequencies off and leave the middle of what's left. And sometimes I'm very disappointed when I listen to what we play, when I hear it on records, because it doesn't sound like what we play. But I suppose that's what you have to put up with. Let's take, for instance, a song like America Drinks and Goes Home from our second album, Absolutely Free. Now I'll tell you what's in that tune. First of all, the chord changes are a satire on the typical set of chord changes used for all songs of that type from the beginning of time up to now. I don't know whether or not you can really imagine a parody of a set of chord changes, but that's what's in it. The chord changes amount to a series of 2-5-1s rotating around the circle of fifths. Our parody consists of, instead of going around the circle of fifths like the old folks used to do, we made the 2-5-1s go in funny directions where they normally wouldn't go. It's a little bit more adventurous chord progression than the normal stock ballad chord progression. The words are just about as putrid as I could make them, and from there we had to decide on the proper musical performance for this ditty. Chose the medium of the cocktail piano, accompanied by strum guitar, the way the guitar players used to play it in the bars that I worked in as a youth. The guitar player sits on a stool wearing a tux coat and a bow tie. He wears black patent leather shoes. He's probably Italian. His hair is slicked back. He may even go so far as to dye the graying streaks on the side so he looks Italian and virile. He may even be working in a pizza place with a cocktail lounge on the side. And he strums the chords in all sorts of bizarre inversions to make it sound really modern. What he's actually playing is no better than a cowboy music chord progression. And the piano player does his best to play more notes per bar than is necessary to make the lyric come through. The drummer plays as tastelessly as possible. All these effects were synthesized into the background of America Drinks and Goes Home. Then we carefully put together a garble track of conversation to support all the music, if you'll allow that. The conversation was organized around stock lines that you'll hear people saying in bars and nightclubs across America. The girls all say to each other, "Betty, come with me to the bathroom." And the boys talk about their cars. And older men, they talk about how they're going to go hunting, or they talk about their jobs, or they talk about the last time they went to a convention. And we had all these stock lines that the people that were in the studio synthesizing the crowd noises were supposed to say. And you can't hear any of it, of course, in the record, because you can only get so much onto the record when it begins to compete for your attention. And you know as well as I do, boys and girls, that you as an American have an attention span of probably not more than 15 seconds. You've been brought up that way. It's not your fault. I'm not trying to make fun of you or nothing. But we have to keep it so that there's one predominant idea out in front and you can sort of follow a thread of what's going on.
This is a special request. Hope you enjoy it.
I try to find how my heart could be so blinded. How could I be true just like the rest? You came on strong with your fast car and your glass ring, soft voice and your sad eyes. I fell for the whole thing. I don't regret having met up with a girl who breaks hearts like they were nothing at all. I've done it too, so I know just what it feels like.
I hope you've had as much fun as we have. Don't forget the jam session Sunday. Mandy Tension will be by. Play the xylophone too. Monday night, dance contest night. Quiz contest. Gonna give away peanut butter and jelly bologna sandwiches for all of you. It really has been fun. I hope we played your requests, the songs you like to hear. Last call for alcohol. Drink it up, folks. Wonderful. Nice to see you, Bob. How's it going? How's the kids? Wonderful. Nice to see you. Yes. Oh, Bill Bailey? Oh, we'll get to that tomorrow night. Yeah. Caravan with a drum solo? Right. Yeah, we'll do that. Wonderful. Nice to see you again. Yeah. La la la.
And that's our show. Thank you very much for listening. But before we go, I figured I'd give you the rundown of some of the material that you heard in this particular episode of the ZappaCast. We heard Why Don't You Do Me Right, the mono single mix from 1967. We heard Plastic People from the show on October 26, 1968 at the Olympia in Paris, France. We heard Duke of Prunes from the early show Halloween 1972, October 31st at the Capitol Theater in Passaic, New Jersey. We heard Colony Vegetable from the show on either May 8th or 9th, 1970 at the Fillmore East in New York City. America Drinks from the mono version of Absolutely Free. Status Back Baby with a vocal by Allison Buff from the History and Collected Improvisations of the Mothers of Invention box set recorded at Studio Z in Cucamonga, California. In 1964, we heard Uncle Bernie's Farm and Son of Susie Cream Cheese, also from the mono version of Absolutely Free. The remix from 1969 of Brown Shoes Don't Make It from the Frank Zappa for President album and also from the new vinyl reissue of Absolutely Free. And to round things out, we heard America Drinks and Goes Home, also from the mono version of Absolutely Free. And before we say goodbye, we're going to give you one little interesting nugget that some of you may never have heard before. This is the version of Brown Shoes Don't Make It from the Royal Albert Hall, June 6, 1969. Frank can be heard introducing this on side two of the Burnt Weenie Sandwich album, but of course the song isn't there. It's not a great quality recording. It's actually rather poor, but this is the best we could get it. In any case, here it is, Brown Shoes Don't Make It. Thanks very much for listening, and we will see you next time right here on the ZappaCast.
Thank you. Good night. Thank you. If you sit down and be quiet, we'll make an attempt to perform Brown Shoes Don't Make It.
Back on your seats, come on. Come on, back. You're back to your seats, come on.
Everybody in this room is wearing a uniform, and don't kid yourself. You'll hurt your throat. Stop it.
Thank you.
That's our show. Thank you very much for listening. The ZappaCast was produced and edited by Scott Parker, Andrew Greenaway, Mick Eakers, and Scott Fisher. Be sure to check out Andrew's website at www.idiotbastard.com for all the latest Zappa news, and also to purchase Andrew's book, Zappa the Hard Way, the definitive account of the 1988 Frank Zappa Broadway the Hard Way tour. For those of you interested in obtaining my Zappa books, my website is located at www.spbpublishing.webs.com, and if you order the books directly from me, I'll sign them for you. My books are also available from www.gndsmusic.com, purveyors of the finest Zappa merchandise anywhere, as well as www.amazon.com and many other right-thinking booksellers. And you should also check out Mick Eaker's excellent site on Frank's gear at www.zappasgear.com. And for more information about Scott Fisher, you can go to fishersflicker.com. That's FISCHERSFLICKER. .com. Scott is a very wonderful musician and songwriter, and you can check out some of his music at that website. If you wish to contact us, drop us a line at MOI1969, that's 1969, at SNET.net. On behalf of Andrew Greenaway, Mick Eakers, and Scott Fisher, this is Scott Parker saying thank you again for listening. And until next time, good night, boys and girls.
Thanks a lot. Good night.